it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello there, and welcome once again to New Horizons. This is the weekly program from Blind Citizens Australia, the united voice of blind and vision impaired Australians. This program is presented and produced each week on behalf of Blind Citizens Australia and is available to RPH stations across the country and all other radio stations across the country. If your local station doesn't take the program and you would like it to, get in touch with us or get in touch with your station and request the program. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Today we discuss publications. You might have seen on the BCAL email list recently of a new appointment, a new editor for Blind Citizens News. Through different guises in the last 40 years, Blind Citizens News has provided a window into issues relating to blindness and vision impairment, and more specifically, Blind Citizens Australia. It's had many different names over the years and has had many editors. The latest of them is Jonathan Craig. Jonathan is from Brisbane. He joins me on the program now. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hello.
Tell us about yourself.
I am by trade a journalist and writer, and I work for a non-profit organization writing articles for print and online. Thinking about it, I have a shocking number of hobbies and interests, actually, and I don't know how I have time to do any of them. Records, I collect a lot of strange and old music, and I have a great love of all kinds of music in general. I have a great love of all things science fiction, and a great and more recent love of food and cooking that was inspired by my partner, who has taught me a lot of things about food that I never knew or imagined, and very much opened my horizons in that way.
Yeah, food's an interesting thing, isn't it? Especially for blind people. One of the things that we often get asked is about cooking and things like that.
Well, I mean, I think that I believe that a lot is possible that I didn't believe when I first started cooking. And now I cook extremely regularly. In fact, I do a lot of the cooking in our household. And what I first found to be a real chore, now I really enjoy. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of gadgets that didn't previously exist, but also, you know, there's a lot of community that didn't previously exist. And a lot of vision impaired people who are thinking more carefully about food and really working on finding new ways of approaching old problems.
Mm. And you have quite a history in audio and radio production as well.
Yes. So I do some audio production as well in my current workplace, but I've also had 5 years of experience in radio performing and producing a weekly radio show, and that gave me as well a real sense of community, not just in a local sense, but also in a global sense, because my radio show was broadcast online. And so I had the interesting experience of, for example, broadcasting at breakfast time in my time, while others were listening at lunchtime in their locations and at dinner time in places like the US. So once again, food factors in, but also a sense of community, which I really enjoyed.
I'm interested in your choice of profession because it's somewhat an unusual one, really, for a blind or vision impaired person. Journalism, and specifically, or by and large, print journalism.
Yes. I should have mentioned as well that I have a degree in creative and professional writing, and that sounds a little bit nebulous, but I think that it's perhaps more vocational than you would expect. But I've always been interested in writing since I was very, very young, partly because of its imaginative potential, but also just because of the beauty, I guess, of the way words can come together. And I think that that's something that anyone can really appreciate, and something that transcends the medium that it's in, whether, you know, it's a speech, whether it's an article, whether it's a blog post or a tweet.
Now, you've just been appointed as the new editor of Blind Citizens News. I did mention briefly in my introduction that Blind Citizens News has been around for a very long time. Tell us about BC News and what it seeks to achieve.
Well, BC News is Blind Citizens Australia's flagship publication, I suppose. And it's a magazine which, I suppose, attempts to give an idea of what BCA is doing, but also what is new. And thinking about the definition of news, news is not just about events, but it is also about what's new. And at this point in history, what isn't new? We are, according to some experts, in the midst of the fourth industrial revolution, and technological change is happening at an unprecedented rate. And I think that BCA is a very important force in that. And I guess that's where I come in as far as I see BC News's position, as a place where we can continue that conversation that is quite essential as to the position of the future of vision impairment in the midst of all of this technological change.
Yes, I hadn't thought of it from that perspective. There have been a significant number of changes that have impacted on blindness and vision impairment, and specifically on Blind Citizens Australia. For example, when the Blind Citizens Australia radio program, which didn't even have a name at its inception, first came into being in 1982, it was sent out on tapes to the RPH stations across the country and wasn't really available to anybody else. And if you wanted to listen to it, well, for the first 2 years, you had to live in Melbourne and you had to listen to 3RPH on a part of the AM dial that actually surprisingly few radios could really pick up. Now, of course, it's available to anyone and everybody who wants it via a podcast or through the Vision Australia Library or even through the RPH stations and other stations across the country, and it's available immediately. How do you think that might work in the case of Blind Citizens News?
Well, once again, BC News has accessibility that is unprecedented in its history. It is now, as with the podcast, it's accessible immediately and it's accessible online. And importantly, it's accessible anywhere in the world. And I learnt from my experience in radio that there is value in thinking about things in a global sense because, you know, BCA... its main commitment, of course, is to Australia, but BC News is part of a global conversation, and that's something that I definitely want to think about as I begin imagining what I can do as the editor.
Have you had many thoughts at the moment? I mean, I realise that your appointment is relatively recent, but have you had any thoughts in the immediate term of what you might do and where you might take the magazine?
Well, I think that the first thing... I would like to do is to create a greater variety of voices within BC News to reach out to people who perhaps haven't told their stories yet and to find new ways of looking at the future of vision impairment. But the other thing, of course, that's very key to this is the knowledge that BCA is not just a political force, it's also a cultural force. And I think of BCA as a venue for a conversation, and I think of BC News as a place to create conversation starters, you might say.
So Blind Citizens News is open to contributions from BCA members as well as from external bodies, I assume?
Yes, that's true.
And how would you be looking for contributions and by when?
So the deadline for my first issue is the 20th of April, and you can submit contributions via print, via Braille, or via email.
What sort of contributions are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for a variety of things, from letters to the editor, information articles, case studies, all sorts of things. And if you're unsure, just give BCA a call and they'll get you in touch with me, and I'd be happy to have a chat with you. I think that this is also an opportunity. If you have creative ambitions, this is a good place to test them. And I'm very, very eager to hear from people who haven't written very much before, because it's the story that's important. If you want to submit things digitally, you can email them to bca@bca.org.au with BC News in the subject line. Or if you want to submit them another way, just, again, give BCA a call and they'll get you in touch with me. The due date for submissions for my first issue is the 20th of April.
So you've got about 6 or 7 weeks to get your contributions. And Jonathan, I'll really look forward to reading your first issue, and who knows, I might even contribute something myself. Thanks for joining us on the program.
That would be excellent. I look forward to putting it together. Thank you very much.
Jonathan Craig from Brisbane, the new editor of Blind Citizens News. If you'd like to find out more about Jonathan, or you have a contribution for Blind Citizens News, then email bca@bca.org.au. That's bca@bca.org.au. And we've got a couple of minutes left in this week's program, so I thought it might be fun and informative to have a look at a historical issue of Blind Citizens News. What follows is the contents of the issue and the news in brief from the Blind Citizens News of September 1990. I wonder if you can guess who the narrator is.
NFBCA Newsletter, September 1990. In this issue, page 1, pension crisis averted. Page 2, 1990 federal budget, how will it affect us? Page 5, what does this newsletter mean to you? Also on page 5, from President Bill Jolly. Page 8, Melbourne members, please note. Page 9, letters to the editor. 10, planning for the 1991 convention, Victoria. 11, why weren't you there? 12, Melbourne branch news. 13, at the office. 14, news from the overseas cultural branch. 15, from the President's report to Convention 90. 17, Employment Information Service tryout week, 17th to 23rd October. And also on page 17, news in brief. News in brief. 3RPH was the first of the newly relicensed RPH services to go to air on its new frequency. The switchover on Sunday 19 August was marked by some special programming looking at the development of the service, which was put together by Neville Kerr, Stephen Jolly, John and Dale Simpson. New programming includes overnight relay of the BBC World Service. Congratulations to all at 3RPH, now 1179 kHz on the AM band. 4RPH is due to move to its new frequency on September 24th. They will take up the spot formerly occupied by 4BK, 1296 kHz. Plans are also well in hand for the 2RPH move, which at this stage will be to a temporary frequency on 1539 kHz with a limited power of 2000 watts. Congratulations to Jan Miller from Hobart on her election as Chairman of the Australian Council of Radio for the Print Handicapped. We are confident, Jan, that you can maintain the high standard in this difficult role set by other Federation members, Stephen Jolly and Barry Chapman. We welcome, as the NFBCA's newest organisational member, the Association of Blind Citizens of New South Wales. The association has been an advocate for blind people in New South Wales for some 80 years. Their close association with the Federation will be of great value to all.
If you've any inquiries about Blind Citizens Australia or issues relating to blindness or vision impairment, give them a ring on 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660. Similarly, if you have any feedback on New Horizons, you can get in touch with me, new.horizons@bca.org.au. That's new.horizons@bca.org.au. Blind Citizens Australia relies on donations from the community. If you'd like to give a donation, you can have a look at the website. There's a myriad of ways in which you can do that. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company over the last 15 minutes or so. Do join me again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.